And the Leafs were in action tonight. A pretty impressive win, or last night, I should say. They played well last night, and they played well on Saturday night. And they play tomorrow. They play Friday. They play Sunday. Pretty much every other night. It's a busy schedule. And you throw a new child into the mix. I got to think, I'm shocked Zach accepted this invitation. Shocked that Zach Hyman found time to come on with us, but we appreciate it. And he joins us now. Here's Zach Hyman. Zach, congrats. What's fatherhood been like?
Thanks. You know I always have time for you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah, you are friend
of the show.
Friend of the show. And you
what does the wife think about that when you got diapers to deal with, pal?
Yeah, she's holding the fort down. But no, it's been quite the adventure and quite the timing with the season and the hectic schedule. But it's been a blast.
Have you read any of your own books to your boy yet, or what?
I haven't read them yet, but I think it's going to be on tap soon. He's starting to kind of look around and explore a little bit more, so it's pretty cool to watch him develop every day.
Yeah, that would be cool. I have one of your books. We read it quite often, and my older one and my younger one's getting into books, so You'll get there at that point, or at some point for sure. You guys are playing well. You played really well last night, played well on Saturday night in Ottawa, and every year, you know, you bring in new guys, and your team takes on a bit of a different feel. Is there anything in particular that does feel different about your team this year, early into the season, compared to last year?
Well, I think, like you said, every year is a little different with the dynamic of the group, and I know that I've had a blast with this group so far. We've been off to a good start. Obviously, we're 3-1, but just really enjoy being around these guys. Obviously, bringing in Jumbo has been awesome. Getting to know him a little bit, and Simmer and Bogosian and Brody. Like, we brought in some real veterans, and it's been gelled great, and it's been great to get to know everybody.
Zach, there's team camaraderie and guys like getting together. How do you kind of do that in this, the way the world is right now? I know the COVID protocols are strict. Like, after a game, it's not like, hey, let's go out and just grab dinner or anything like that. How do you kind of form that bond as a team during these times right now?
Yeah, it's really hard. You got to abide by the rules and the protocols in place, and even for eating and for where you sit on the plane, everything is, or on the bus, everything is by assigned seating right now. So it definitely puts a wrinkle into things. But we're around each other so much at the rink that you know you can build those bonds at the rink. Our schedule is so crazy that we're there all the time. Even on our off days, you have to go and get tested. So lots of time spent together, even though it's a little different this year than most.
I fully expected this season to be thoroughly entertaining based on it being in the All-Canadian division. You know, like, every night there's another Canadian team, and as a fan of the sport, I'm just so connected to the Canadian teams, more so than any team in the States. What's it been like, you know, early into the season, but your first impressions on the All-Canadian division, and does it feel different? How fun has it been, and where do you see this going all year?
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. It definitely feels different in the sense that, I mean, there's a bunch of differences. Every game that you play is a divisional game, so every game means so much more and matters so much more. You play the same teams, I think 9 or 10 times, so way more than you usually would, and a lot of the situations are back-to-back, so you can always kind of get right back at it. You know, for instance, we lost to Ottawa the first night, and then we got another shot at them. So it's definitely different. It's lots of fun. There's such high-end skill in the Canadian division. We get to play against teams like Vancouver and Calgary, Edmonton and Winnipeg. We don't really see that often, and we get to go out and play those guys, you know, 9 or 10 times. So from a fan perspective, it's awesome. And then from a player perspective this year, it's pretty cool to be a part of it.
Well, you got McDavid and the boys in town tomorrow. Then they stick around. They play here on Friday night. So you got Edmonton, you know, two times in a row over the course of three nights. And How would the scouting process, I guess, play out? Like, you guys have a pre-scout for the game tomorrow night. Will you readdress that on Thursday, or basically know where you're going Wednesday night and you'll just apply it on Friday night? How do you see that kind of changing the way you go about your routine, playing the same team multiple times, you know, day after day after day?
Yeah, no, I think that you definitely can adjust to what they're doing. I think in the Ottawa game, we really only watched clips on what they were doing from last year because they hadn't played yet. And then after we played them, we were able to kind of watch what they were doing more so. I think even more so on the special teams, it helps on that side of things. But yeah, with Edmonton, I think that it always helps when you play a team, you kind of get a feel for what works and what doesn't work, and then you can kind of adjust. But they're doing the same thing too, so kind of like a mini playoff series almost. I think we actually have Edmonton 4-6 coming up, so we'll be seeing them a ton.
Zach, Brian Hayes loves the Connor McDavid goals. He goes through the group chat. And I'm not saying you're a super fan, but he's like, you got to see this goal McDavid scored. Like, does that make any sense for you guys to look at that on a tape? And like, you've been around a while now. Is there any way to stop that? Or it's like, there's no situation. This guy can grab the puck anywhere on the ice and do that. It's just, I don't know. It's just hope for the best, I guess, isn't it, against a guy like that?
Yeah, I think against a guy like that, you really have to get him as early as possible. If you let him build up his speed and you know, get going, then there's not really much you can do. So I think just trying to get in his way early. He's a generational type player, and him and Drysdale, you always have to be aware when they're on the ice and just be, I think that they're going to get what they're going to get. You just try to limit it and not give them anything more, right? I think that they're great players and they can generate their own chances, but try not to help them.
We're chatting with Zach Hyman. The Leafs back in action tomorrow night with Edmonton in town. Go ahead, Jonas.
Well, Zach, I was just wondering, Jeff and I are having this philosophical debate, I guess you could call it. So are you on Team Corsi or Team iTest? That's what I want to know.
I don't look into the Corsi stats and all that stuff. Sorry, Jonas. I mean, I'm a player. I go out there and play. I don't.
That's right, Zach. That's what players do. We play to win the game, Jonas.
Yeah.
These guys don't understand.
Jeff, do you know how many shots Zach had last night?
What? No, you know what? Zach doesn't know. Zach doesn't know either because they won the game. You know what Zach cares about? He dominated on the forecheck, and every time he was in there, he got the puck first, and they took it to the net.
How many shots did you have, Zach? Do you know how many you
had? He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
I only know because people were telling me afterwards. When I came off, I thought I had quite a few because I had a bunch of chances, but I didn't know how many shots until somebody said I had 10, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But that was, I guess, a pretty cool stat. But yeah, no, you just kind of go, Jeff knows, you go out there and you play and you just try to do good things on the ice when you're out there.
Thank you. Matthew, you've been
Jonas,
a great guest
care?
Today.
You can Thank respond, you. Jonas, if you got... Did you write about Zach's 10 shots in The Athletic today?
Sorry,
a 5,000-word article in The Athletic about Zach's shot attempts last night? That should be.
Zach can expand on it, but as a player, you're not thinking about different statistical categories.
I'm not saying that.
I know, but you know your skill set and what you bring to the table, and the goal is to bring that every night to help the team win. End of story. Zach, comment, please.
No, I think you nailed it. I mean,
I know.
You nailed it there, but I think, you know, just taking advantage of what's given. I think that we're kind of driving the net more and just trying to create more, throw more pucks on the net. And I don't know. I don't know why I got 10 shots. I just was going out there and trying to play the way that I play, and I happen to get those opportunities.
Well, you guys played really well last night, and continues tomorrow night. Every other night all year, it's going to be a really, really fun ride. And, you know, congrats on the early success. Congrats on, you know, bringing the boy into the world, and good luck moving forward. We always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Zach Hyman. New dad, Zach Hyman, with 10 shots last night. He's probably thinking that was a pretty good accomplishment, I'm thinking. And he played well last night. Like, he was all over the net. He had chances. And
dominant on the forecheck.
Yep. There you go.
And you got to, like, it's not fun when a new guy comes to town, 41-year-old jumbo, and you look up at the lineup sheet and you're not there and he's in your spot. It's like, welcome the new guys and everything, but that's not cool. That's something that'll piss you off and get you going.
Well, he's playing pretty well. And if they keep going 11 forwards all year, it doesn't really matter where you are, you know, when the puck drops. You're going to play a ton. And you're going to play with a lot of different players. too, right? You got to find different combinations. We saw that last night.